And good morning for Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence, in conversation now with acclaimed Irish author John Banville. Banville was in town last week reading from his work to kick off this year's Contemporary Writers Reading Series at Brown University. John Banville has been described in the Los Angeles Times as, quote, without question, one of the greatest living masters of English language prose. I started our conversation referring to comments he has made that he considers his books failures.
Every book is a failure, necessarily, because we're aiming for perfection. But then I comfort myself with the fact that all human endeavors are failures, because everybody's aiming for perfection, but of course we can't have that. They are a sort of standing embarrassment, and every time I do have to revisit them, for instance, I had to read the other day from an old 1989 book of mine, and all I found in it were mistakes, everywhere mistakes. It's being reprinted next year, so I contacted the publisher immediately, said, please, please, I have to revise it. But even the revision will still be a failure.
Now, you won the Man Booker Prize in 2005 for The Sea. How was that as an experience of winning the award, and what do you think of awards in general?
Well, the experience was hideous because the Man Booker Prize dinner is one of the most appalling events that a writer can go through, because you arrive at about 6:30, 7 o'clock, there are cocktails, and there's a dinner, and you have to sit through the whole thing pretending not to care. And then at 10:25, they announce the name of the winner, and you don't know before that. So everybody's on tenterhooks before then. Winning it, of course, was a great thrill to hear one's name called out. The first thing I said to myself was, imagine how many people hate me at this moment. And it's great fun. It's a childish pleasure, you know, to win a prize. Everybody wants to win a prize. I can't deny it. It sold quite a few books. Maybe it even encouraged a few people to read the book who wouldn't have read it otherwise. So I'm in favor of prizes. So long as one wins them, I'm in favor of them. When I don't win them, I'm not in favor of them at all.
In The Sea, an older man is grieving for the death of his wife, and he's also almost obsessively remembering events in his past. And questions arise for him and for the reader. What is memory? What really happened? Who am I? Who was I? And those kinds of questions recur an awful lot in your fiction. Do you see that as a purpose of your art, to raise those questions?
Oh, I don't think my art has a purpose other than to delight. But I am, of course, obsessed with the past, but then we all are. The older one gets, the more past one has accumulated. But even when I was young, even when I was in my 20s, the past obsessed me. I'm fascinated by the notion, when does the past become the past? You know, is yesterday the past? Is last month the past? Does it have to be years ago? And what gives the past that peculiar luminous quality that it has? After all, the past was the present at some point. It was just as dull and boring as the present is now. But yet when it goes away from us for a certain number of years, it takes on an extraordinarily luminous, as I said, but also a numinous sense. There's a sense of almost of holiness about the past. That fascinates me. I don't understand it. If I did understand it, I'd probably stop writing about it.
You also write under the name Benjamin Black, a series of Irish noir mysteries set in the 50s and 60s. That leads me to a question about, do you ever get confused when you get up in the morning as to who you are that day? Am I John Banville or am I Benjamin Black? What is the process like when you're writing?
Well, you know, we all live with this illusion that we have a singular self, that we are, you know, one individual being. But in fact, we're just a collection of attitudes, a collection of poses in face of the world, which I think is a wonderful thing. This is what makes life endlessly fascinating, that we are always different to ourselves and to others. I'd hate to be just one person every day, every moment of every day. And then for 35 years, I worked in journalism. I was a copy editor. I worked on daily newspapers, so I worked at night, which left me the daylight hours to write my own work in. When I was doing that, I was an entirely different person to the person who went into the newspaper office and worked there. So being two people, it's not difficult.
Well, John Banville, thank you so much for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio. It's been a pleasure. We look forward to your new book as Banville. And thanks again.
Thank you.
And by the way, Banville has added to the authorial identities he assumes. On March 4th, he releases a new Philip Marlowe private eye novel written as Benjamin Black channeling the late Raymond Chandler. This one's called The Black-Eyed Blonde. Brown's contemporary writers reading series continues on Thursday evening this week with the poet Susan Howe. The readings are free and open to the public. This is Rhode Island Public Radio.